If only God would give me some clear sign, like making a large deposit in my name at a Swiss bank. A quote by Woody Allen. This episode is going to be a little different than most. I don't want to fill your head here with too much theory. Rather, I want to take you through an imagination exercise, just purely a simple imagination exercise to help you to connect with the magnitude of this thing that we are inside of called reality. People really take reality for granted. People fail to appreciate the magnitude and awesomeness of what reality is. Even scientifically minded people who supposedly study this stuff and should know better still underestimate what reality really is. And the reason that happens to almost all of us is because through the everyday grind of daily life, we become numb to this extraordinary miracle of reality. We're so focused on just living our lives and accomplishing practical goals to advance our own agendas in life, to survive and to reproduce, that we lose touch with the most important thing, which is reality itself. So imagine along with me. Let's do this visualization exercise. You can close your eyes if you want to, or not. Just watch and listen. So imagine, if you will, that you go for a nice nature hike in the forest, in the mountains. And there you are, it's a beautiful pine forest, and you're walking through it, and then you walk up on top of a small hill. And now you're on top of this hill, and you're looking around you, and you see all these giant pine trees, and they are stretching out into the distance as far as your eyes can see, all the way to the horizon. You can see 50 miles all around you in a circle. Now, 50 miles is equivalent to 80,000 square miles. And so what you do is you just pick up one little pine needle off the ground and you look at it real closely as you hold it in your hand. And you wonder, this pine needle is still green, it's still fresh, it just fell off the tree next to you. And you look up at this tree next to you and you wonder, how many of these pine needles must there be on this tree? Maybe 100,000 as a rough estimate. That's pretty amazing in and of itself. 100,000 of these living pine needles. These pine needles, they're filled with chlorophyll, and they're filled with complicated cells and DNA and bacteria and little molecules and mitochondria, and all this sorts of stuff exists in there. Not to mention all the little atoms that make up each one of these organelles and cells and all of that. And it's amazing. And then you look out far to the horizon, 50 miles all around you. And you wonder, how many of these pine trees must there be? 5 billion pine trees roughly fit into an area of 8,000 square miles, which is what you see all around you. And each one of them has 100,000 pine needles, let's say. That's 5,000 billion needles that you're looking at. And then you look back down at your hand and you look at the pine needle in your hand a little bit closer and you see a little ant crawling over it, hitching a ride on the pine needle. And then you wonder, how many of these ants must there be on the entire planet? 10,000 trillion ants is one estimate. And then you look a little closer at the pine needle and you see little grains of sand stuck to the pine needle, and you wonder, how many of these grains of sand must there be on the entire planet? 7 million trillion grains of sand on Earth. And then you wonder, well, what about all the atoms that make up this one little grain of sand that I'm holding in my hand? 50 million trillion atoms in one grain of sand, multiplied by 7 million trillion grains of sand on the entire Earth. And then you notice the sunlight shining down upon you from the sun. And you wonder, well, what about this sunlight? What is this sunlight? It's photons. How many of those must there be shining down upon me right now? 1,000 trillion photons per second per square centimeter. And this 8,000 square miles around you, that's 80 million square centimeters that you're looking at of sunshine, multiplied by 1,000 trillion photons per second per square centimeter. And then you wonder about the cosmos, and you wonder about other planets besides Earth in our solar system. You wonder about Jupiter. 1,300 Earths fit into Jupiter. And you wonder about the sun itself. 1,300,000 Earths fit into the sun. And that's just our solar system. Then you wonder, how many of these solar systems are there out there? How many stars? 100,000 million stars within the Milky Way galaxy. And that's one galaxy. And how many galaxies are there? 100 billion galaxies comprise our universe. And of course, because you know Newtonian mechanics, just very basic physics, not going into some sort of fancy voodoo quantum mechanical stuff, but just basic Newtonian mechanics, you know that every single atom and every single particle in the entire universe is pulling on every single other one. That's basic gravitation, nothing fancy. Basic gravitation tells you that. They're all infinitely interacting with each other. Every single pine needle that you see on every single tree is gravitating and pulling on every other single pine needle, determining the entire outcome of what the forest looks like right now, among everything else. Every single star in the entire universe, all the hundreds of billions of them, are all right now exerting gravity upon that one little grain of sand that you have in your hand, determining its precise position and behavior. And then, of course, you realize, well, this is just our universe. Why would there only be one universe? Why wouldn't there be more than one? How many could there be? Well, why would there be a limit? Why couldn't there be infinite universes like ours, or similar to ours, or vastly different from ours? And then you notice that all of this has just been 5 minutes of you standing here looking out on these trees and thinking about all this, contemplating reality. And that's just been 5 minutes out of a time span of 4 billion years just for our universe. And all of this, this marvelous organic machine, which is reality, runs perfectly without a single glitch, without a single frame drop, without a single moment of lag, without any errors. Your computer craps out and glitches out if it just stands idle, running idly for, what, a couple of weeks, for a month? It's going to crap out. It's going to crash. This thing has been running for 14 billion years without a glitch. And so you look back down at your hand, looking at this pine needle, and you realize something even deeper. Beyond the sheer numbers of what we're talking about here, you actually realize that reality itself has infinite resolution. This pine needle goes infinitely deep. It has no end. You can keep zooming into this pine needle forever. Forever and ever and ever. It has no end. And in fact, what you're holding in your hand right now, this pine needle, is larger than the entire universe. It's infinite. It contains infinite universes within it. It doesn't stop. And then the strange loop hits you, because you realize that this boundary between subject and object, you observing the pine needle, that there is no such boundary, and that actually what you're observing is what you're being, and that this pine needle literally is you. But of course, not just the pine needle, all of it. Everything you see and everything you contemplate and the entire known universe and anything beyond it, all of it is infinite. Infinite in infinite degrees. And it's alive. The entire universe is alive and self-aware just as you are. Because aliveness and self-awareness is not a property of human beings or yourself. It's a property of everything. Because there's no boundary between you and the universe and anything else. And so there you stand, smack dab in the middle of infinity. Infinity goes on infinitely far in every direction. It has no edge. Therefore, you are always, no matter where you find yourself, smack dab in the middle of infinity. Why in the middle? Because no matter where you are, the edge is infinitely far away from you, in every direction, in every dimension. So by definition, you are always at the center, in the very middle, because infinity goes on forever, in every possible way, in every possible direction. And as you realize all this, you say to yourself, my God. My God, what am I involved with here? Something much larger than myself is at work here. This is no ordinary clockwork universe. This is no ordinary machine, as maybe science has led me to believe. This is no ordinary computer crunching numbers. This is something way, way, way beyond all that. This is not something that's simply big, simply gargantuan, simply mind-blowing. This is something that is on a different dimension, on a different scale. Its scale goes beyond quantity, beyond number, beyond even an infinity of linear numbers. This is an infinity of infinity of infinity of infinity of infinity. Every pine needle is its own little infinity. Every pine tree is its own bigger infinity. Every planet, every star, every universe. And now it all finally starts to make sense. It starts to make sense why science will never grasp this. It starts to make sense why symbols will never work here. It starts to make sense why Zen masters speak in riddles and wink at you rather than giving you answers. It makes sense why there's so much confusion amongst religions and so much debate between religion and science. And it makes sense why no one will ever believe you if you tell them this. This is a private insight that only you can have. Only you can contemplate and fully grasp the significance of what reality is. Because it's you. Because it's not something you can read in a book. It's something you have to fathom for yourself. And of course, the odd paradox or irony is that while all of that is you and all of that is true, you return back to your boring little mundane everyday life, doing whatever you usually do, waking up and brushing your teeth and going to work and taking care of the kids and worrying about some problem, chasing whatever you're chasing after, some practical material thing, you know, shopping for some new shoes that you think are cool or a new car, whatever, whatever's important to you. And that's your boring little life. And it seems like your boring little life has nothing to do with this grand vision of what reality is. How do you connect the two? That's the key question. Because in this moment, when you're fathoming the full scope and divinity of reality, it strikes you that this is the most important thing to ground yourself with, because this is what reality is. This is the truest thing that there is. This is the thing that you want to be aligned with, rather than the thing that you've always been aligned with, which is your mundane, petty little existence. Of course, your petty little existence is boring, which is why you go, you look for movies and video games, and you're looking for sex and relationships and money and cars and clothes and all this sort of stuff. Of course, because deep down you know that what's really possible for you is to be connected to everything. What's really possible for you is to be connected to the divinity of all of reality. But what you struggle with is making that connection. And before you can even begin to make that connection, you first have to realize what the goal is of life. Because most people don't even get this far. This is already, you're already beyond the point that 99% of human beings get to, is they never even get to this point where they fathom that, oh yeah, the point of my life is to connect myself to this larger whole that I'm a part of. And then you can go about doing that. Then you can kind of create a vision around that. And it's challenging, because what'll happen is that everybody around you, and the way that society is structured all around you, it's structured in such a manner that it's going to pull you back in to your little boring, ordinary, mundane life. Because you're going to have problems at school, you got to have homework assignments are due, you got to go to a job, got to make a paycheck, got to pay the mortgage, got to take care of the kids, got to do this, got to do that, got to make your girlfriend happy, your boyfriend happy, make your family happy, fix all these problems, and by the time you're done fixing all these problems, you're dead. Your life is over. You've lived 80 years, and the time has just flown by like that, and what have you got to show for it? All you were is you were just a doing robot. You were just like a little factory worker. You were born into this miraculous thing called reality, but you spent your whole life with the blinders on, just being practical, being pragmatic, because that's what you really cared about. You cared about being efficient. And so that's what you became. You became very efficient at earning money. You became very efficient at getting sex. You became very efficient at dealing with your kids such that you could talk to them without even looking at them. You became efficient at dealing with your husband or wife such that you don't even need to speak to them to even know what they're thinking anymore. So everything has become about efficiency. And in your business, and even in the way that you play video games or watch a movie, it's all hyper-efficient. So you are chasing efficiency without realizing that really what you want is you want a connection to as much as possible. And what more is there possible than reality itself, than infinity? What you're really looking for is you're looking for a connection, a deep, profound connection to infinity. That is what the quality of your life depends upon. Not any of the practical stuff that you're chasing. You can chase all that practical stuff all you want, but deep down, you will always feel unsatisfied because subconsciously, your mind knows it's not stupid. Subconsciously, it knows that what's possible for it is infinity, a connection to infinity. But you forget. This is just a visualization exercise. This isn't really real. This isn't real. It's just an idea. It's just a fun little exercise. I'm going to turn off this video. I'm going to go back and I'm going to keep watching other videos and just doing my stuff and clicking on the computer and posting little stupid comments and going back to work. That's the really important stuff. That's life. And then you wonder why you're not satisfied. Why everything that you acquire never really scratches that itch. Whether it's knowledge that you're acquiring or wealth or success or fame or women or cars or houses or anything else. See, you're never going to become infinite through this finite process that you're using, this materialistic process. It's never going to work. To become infinite, you need to realize that you already are infinite. That's something within you that you have to turn inside and realize. And that's where practices like meditation come into play, self-inquiry, psychedelics, yoga, some Zen practice, you know, whatever. There's a lot of different practices that you can use to develop this connection. But that's what it's about. But most people are so busy that they will say, oh, Lee, I don't have time to meditate. I'm too busy to meditate. Too busy doing what? The only thing you should really be concerned about is building your connection to infinity. That's what really matters. And you're not doing that by building your career, for example. Or by getting into a relationship. Or buying the latest, greatest video game. See, you're sacrificing infinity for little finite pieces of it. You're chasing little crumbs when you can have the whole. But in order to do that, you really need to become conscious, to connect with the significance of what's going on here. That connection then grounds you and sets the tone for the rest of your life and what you're doing. From that one highest strategic objective is the pursuit of this connection. That will inform everything else that you should be doing in your life on a regular basis. And if you set your life up that way, then you'll set yourself up for the ultimate success. And if you don't, then what are you going to have? You're just going to have a little practical stuff without the deep connection. And what you really want is you want the deep connection. It doesn't matter how much you have or what kind of situation you put yourself in life. What matters to you is how you feel. It's an emotional thing. It's how deeply connected are you to reality. So take this as your sort of guiding principle and see what your life will look like if you start to design your life around this guiding principle. Start to align yourself with it in little and sometimes big ways, as much as you can, both in micro ways and in macro ways in your life. And then see how you feel. And then see maybe whether self-help will start to work for you in ways that it never could before. All right, that's it. Short and sweet. Come check out actualize.org. I got some resources for you right there. My blog, the forum, Life Purpose Course, which will help you with some of this stuff, the book list where you can read more about this stuff and convince yourself even more to pursue this path and how to go about actually kind of filling in the details, how to pursue this objective in a practical way. And stick around for more content, because what actualize.org ultimately is about, it's about how to develop this connection and how to align yourself more and more in your life with the amazing profundity that's there. How to live a really deep life. Not just self-help to help you with some practical little problem, because that's not really going to help you. See, people start doing self-help like that, but then they never really get satisfied on the inside, no matter how many self-help problems they fix using traditional self-help techniques. That's because they're not going to the root of the issue. And it's hard to get people to go to the root of the issue because the root of the issue is buried really deep underneath a lot of stuff. So we have to uncover layers of it, and it takes time. It's profound. Precisely because it's profound, your journey has to be profound. But But then people, they don't want to go on a profound journey. What they want is they just want a quick answer, a quick 5-10 minute video here and there, explaining something, solving some little problem for them. But that's not what you really want from life. You want a profound life. So if you want a profound life, then you better expect that the teachings that you're listening to also must be profound. And therefore, you must be willing to put in the time and effort to go on this profound journey. You don't want a quick, shallow little journey. You want a really profound and deep one. One that connects you with the entire cosmos, with all of reality. And this is where self-help intersects with religion. But not really religion, spirituality. Non-duality. Because we don't want to subscribe to all the dogmas and problems that come with religion. But there is something at the core of religion which most self-help doesn't properly convey to people, and which most scientific and rationally minded and materialistically minded people just don't get. They're completely missing out on that facet of reality. Well, when you miss out on that facet of reality, that's the most important facet of reality. It doesn't matter what else you do or what else you have or however much you understand scientifically or otherwise. If you don't have that connection, what do you got? You don't really have a profound life. So what Actualize.org is trying to do, and why some of my videos can be so long, and some of these topics that I talk about can sometimes seem kind of woolly or lofty or metaphysical. Yeah, because you need your life to become metaphysical more. The problem is that you lack that metaphysical component in your life, because it's that metaphysical component which connects you with the source and being of all the cosmos. Right. That's the kind of teaching that you should be looking for. That's in fact how you evaluate the quality of the teachings. At this point, I can pick up a book, any book off a bookshelf in a bookstore, and just by skimming over it, I can immediately see the depth of the teaching that's there. It's really clear. Because if the teachings don't have a metaphysical component to them or an epistemological component to them, then they're going to be weak sauce teachings. They're not going to get you very far. They're just going to be little tricks to just change, rearrange the furniture on the Titanic. That's what most self-help boils down to. So stick around for more of the deep stuff.